Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi says he welcomes an offer by U.S. President Donald Trump to help mediate a bitter dispute over Nile River waters between Egypt and Ethiopia. Trump says he is ready to restart U.S.-led talks aimed at easing tensions over Ethiopia's Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, or GERD, a project Egypt and Sudan consider a serious threat to their vital water supplies. President Sisi said Saturday that he responded to a letter from Trump by reaffirming Egypt's long-standing concerns about water security. His comments come months after Ethiopia officially inaugurated Africa's largest hydroelectric dam last fall. The GERD is designed to generate more than 5,000 megawatts of electricity, enough to double Ethiopia's power production capacity. But Egypt sees the project very differently. Cairo calls the dam a grave violation of international law and an existential threat, warning it could sharply reduce the flow of the Nile, a river Egypt depends on almost entirely for fresh water. Sudan, which lies downstream and much closer to the dam, shares some of Egypt's concerns, though its position is more cautious. Sudanese officials fear that any structural failure or sudden water release could pose an immediate danger to Sudanese cities, farmland, and existing dams. Sudan's military leader, General Abdel Fattah Burhan, praised Trump's initiative, saying it could help find what he called sustainable and satisfactory solutions that preserve everyone's rights. Both Egypt and Sudan are calling for a legally binding agreement governing how the dam's reservoir is filled and how the project is operated. Ethiopia, however, insists on non-binding guidelines, arguing that the dam is a sovereign development project. Egypt, a largely desert nation, relies on the Nile to sustain its population of roughly 110 million people. Officials fear reduced water flows could devastate agriculture, industry, and daily life. President Sisi has said Egypt's share of Nile water is untouchable, while stressing that Cairo still prefers a negotiated settlement. Sudan is also demanding better coordination and advanced data sharing to prevent sudden water releases that could damage its own infrastructure. Ethiopia, however, says the $5 billion dam is essential to its development, noting that much of its population still lacks reliable electricity. For now, renewed U.S. mediation is seen as offering a narrow diplomatic opening in one of Africa's most sensitive water disputes. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.